December 17th, 1769.
Eleanor and Olivia Kingston are preparing to move to Boston, Massachusetts.
This isn't fair. Why do we have to go to the colonies just because of Father? Why can't we just stay with Aunt Mary?
I completely agree. It makes no sense that we have to leave our home only to be placed in the midst of an oncoming war. I don't even understand why the British and the colonists are fighting. It's just a bunch of rubbish. Girls, we are leaving in 10 minutes!
Lord, help us.
Please help Father change his mind.
Twenty minutes later, they are embarking on their voyage towards new lands.
Two months and 6 days later, Eleanor and Olivia finally make it to land after a tiring journey to the colonies. March 5th, 1770, the Boston Massacre.
Eleanor and Olivia wake up to shouts and jeers from outside their room. What is that awful noise?
Look outside. The townspeople are fighting. Let's go take a look.
Oh my goodness, look at them. They're throwing stones at Father. Fire, you bloodybacks, you lobsters. You dare not fire.
Their father comes back home and sits at the table thinking about what just occurred. Those bloody colonists!
What's wrong?
Yeah, what's the matter, Father? They attacked us! Can you believe it?
They'll pay for their idiocy.
Yes, Olivia, they will. But, Father, are you all right?
Yes, of course I'm fine. A little tired, but fine.
Are you sure?
Yes, yes, now leave me alone, shoot.
Olivia and Eleanor retreat to their rooms, thinking about what they could do to assist their father. June 25th, 1773, the secret meeting.
Eleanor and Olivia are strolling down the cobblestone streets of Boston when they accidentally stumble upon a secret meeting.
Oh, let's go into this shoe store.
Yes, I've been dying for a pair of new dancing shoes.
Olivia and Eleanor enter the supposed store, not knowing that this moment would change their perspective forever.
Settle down.
But George, these imbeciles aren't agreeing to the terms of our meeting.
Yes, but we all need to work together if we want our plan to work.
Tell me this plan again. I've seemed to be mixed up because someone doesn't want to listen to what I'm saying.
Gentlemen, please calm yourselves.
Everyone, shut up!
Thank you, Samuel. Gentlemen, our forces are trying their best, for the British have tortured us with their laws and taxes for too long. We must fight so we can be free and independent once more.
Do you know what they're talking about?
No, but it sounds awfully bad how our people have treated them.
No, they're bad-mouthing our king and parliament. How dare they?
Olivia, shush and listen to them. They may have a point.
Our money and resources have depleted. And we can't do anything. No one is free. We must band together and fight for our people.
Hear, hear! We will fight.
Hear, hear!
We will win.
Hear, hear!
And we will gain our freedom no matter what.
Hear, hear! Woo!
Wow, I didn't realize the colonists were so oppressed by the people I thought to be the victims.
Father is a big part of their suffering. I don't want to be a part of the British cause. It's just so unfair.
Come on, Eleanor, let's leave before we're caught.
Eleanor and Olivia quietly leave the building with heavy hearts, finally realizing how much their once beloved country had put these colonists through. April 18, 1775, Lexington and Concord.
Eleanor and Olivia wake up to galloping and shouting from outside in the commons.
The regulars are out! The British are coming!
What's going on?
Who's coming?
Wait a minute.
Olivia jumps out of her bed and looks out her window.
That's Father! Over there!
No!
Father! They run over to their father's dead body, sobbing, as the British regiments march off into the night.
Despite having different views, they still love their father very much and couldn't bear seeing him laying on the ground, dead.
July 5th, 1776, the Declaration and the War's End.
A year after their father's death, Eleanor and Olivia are still in Boston with their mother, Maria Kingston.
Girls, come down for your breakfast. Coming, Mother.
Hey, what's that on the morning paper?
Let's take a look.
Declaration of Independence signed, Congress announces.
Those bloody colonists. Can't believe those idiots would do such a thing to their own country. Maybe you don't know their side. All I know is that they are a true shame to Britain.
But if you just listened...
Silence! Now go to your rooms. They both furiously walked to their rooms, for their mother just didn't understand what they did about the colonists.
Maybe it's time to tell her what we saw. I mean, it's been over a year since Father's death, and 3 years since the secret meeting. She may not see our side now, but if we tell her...
No, we mustn't tell her. She won't understand, especially since Father died.
Okay.
You know what? Why don't we read the paper and see what this is all about?
Oh, all right.
The Declaration of Independence is signed. This document encircles the rights of our fellow citizens. The Americans won!
Yes, they won! After the war's end, Olivia and Eleanor emancipated themselves from their mother, who, to their dismay, was not very pleased.
They went to the American side and witnessed the making of what we now know as the United States of America.
They lived great lives, side by side. Eleanor had two children, a boy and a girl.
And Olivia had three, two boys and one girl.
Through the years, they never left each other. They saw each other every day because of the fact that they bought a ginormous mansion with their husbands and kids.
They lived until the year 1830 at the age of 75, when Olivia died in January and Eleanor that August. They had faced many challenges and sadness in life.
But despite all this,
they lived on
and went through a great life
together.
The
end. hope you enjoyed our podcast.
Thanks for listening and have a great rest of your day.